Yes, but first of all, from the heart.
So, aparadashunnohe. We can only actually take the name of Krishna if we are free from offenses. Aparadashunnohe laha Krishna nam. So, who can we take? We want to take Krishna into our heart. Who can we take into our heart? Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran, someone who we love. So I love my mother, I love my father. Now they have to teach in the school. You see in the Indian school books, they're teaching how you should respect your parents. You have to go away from home to school, and they teach you in the school to respect your father. It means they're not respected. And who will respect their father and mother? If their father and mother, they have no ideals or principles. If they're simply interested in money and watching the TV, then you can't tell your... It's useless to tell your children to respect your father and your mother. Completely useless. If you have to tell them, then that means that you're not respectable. Because respect will come automatically. For one who behaves in a respectable manner. If you have to tell them to respect your father and mother, means it's artificial. So, who can we take into our heart? Krishna. Krishna is the real father and mother. Krishna is the very wealth of our lives. Krishna Dhamma Pran. So, Nityananda, he's abadhut, like a sannyasi. Wandering here on the no fixed abode. People ask me, where do I live? And I tell them, Baroda, but hardly. I have to say something. But actually, I don't have any real fixed residence. So if you think, well, that sounds very dangerous. I don't want to be like that. All right, stay at home. No problem. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course, he left home to make his home in Godrum. But there's no bar to being a household devotee. But Krishna is Shankara. Make your life, make your family life centered on Krishna. And give up all nonsense that usually goes on in most families. Krishna Shankara Karatari Anatta Jibe Daya. We should be merciful to all living beings, not just looking after my family. The sannyasi particularly is Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, sees the whole world as his family, but actually every Vaishnava should, because we're all part of Krishna's family. Jive Daya, we should preach Krishna consciousness especially by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. If you're not able to do so much personally, then you can contact Mahatapa Prabhu. He will explain one good program by which you can contribute funds for distributing Prabhupada's books, and that also the books go out in a manner that they're placed in places where people will take them and read them. So that's a very good program. He's going to explain to you after I've gone. He'll stay an extra 2 days or so. Shastra Dham program. So Jibe Daya, Krishna Nam Sarva Dharmasa. So this mercy to all living beings, which doesn't mean opening hospitals for making the body fit to again engage in sense gratification so that when you eventually leave it, you go deeper into hell. That is not Jibe Daya. And opening schools to teach people how to get a job so they can get more money and commit more sinful activities and go more into hell. That is also not Jibe Daya. Jibe Daya means teaching Krishna consciousness. This is the actual welfare activity. So, just as I was saying yesterday, taking to Krishna consciousness doesn't mean following these four rules and chanting Hare Krishna and continuing more or less in the same way that you were before. Becoming a more pious Hindu. But it means a completely different way of thinking. Just like everyone thinks opening hospitals and schools is a very good activity. We say no. It's not good. It's rather, if people are not Krishna conscious, if they're sick, better let them die, because they'll commit less sinful activities. But That's useless, actually. So the best thing is to, real welfare work is to teach about Krishna consciousness and to open schools to teach them Darwin's theory and how to become a demon, not believe in God by the grace of Charles Darwin. That's demoniac. That is not welfare activity. Or now in the schools, just like in India, just as in the West, the main thing they learn is, the main thing they're interested in is, of course, in South India, they don't like me saying this, anywhere in India, but let's be frank, it's in Shastra, it's sex. That's the main thing the kids in school are concerned with. And in India also now. So what is the value of such education? So real education and real mercy to the jiva is to educate in Krishna consciousness. So that might be a revolutionary concept, which mostly our devotees, they don't like to preach because they're afraid.
Oh.
They won't like it. They won't accept it. Well, you accept it or not, it's up to you. But if you don't accept, then you can't become Krishna conscious. You can go and chanting Hare Krishna and being pious as long as you like. But you won't be Krishna conscious, because Krishna conscious means to understand as Krishna teaches us, to give up bodily designations. So it is a very serious business. It means conquering over Maya, coming out of Maya, coming out of birth and death. So we have to align ourselves with Krishna. Okay, we'll sing one more. What's the time?
8:30.
You have time for one more?
Yeah.
Any no's? No, I didn't hear any. Okay.
What about Bhagavatam?
This is Bhagavat Katha, is it not? All the essence of Bhagavatam is in this. One godbrother of mine, he was writing courses for Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, and Bhakti Sarvabhauma. So he's saying in the Bhakti Shastri, we'll study first part of Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Sri Upanishad. Then next, Bhakti Vaibhav, first six cantos of Bhagavatam. And Bhakti Vedanta, next six cantos of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Bhakti Sarvabhauma, topmost stage, songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. So, let's distribute this. And this one can come back. That was.
Is this for Jivedoi, Krishna Nam, Sarvadam? Okay.
Mm.
So, how does Krishna Nam play there? If
Jiva Doya
Sarva Dharma
Sar,
then
Jiva Doya and Krishna now.
And Krishna.
Mm. I just elaborated more on the Jiva Doya part because it's much misunderstood. What is wealth? That one can come back. What are welfare activities? It is a very great misunderstanding which has been propagated by such rascals as Swami Vivekananda. Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. Completely undermining what is Madhava Seva. They say there's no need to serve Madhav because Manav Daridra Narayana. Rascal. It's Lakshmi Narayana, not Daridra. He wants to, like Ravana, he wants to take Sita, wants to take Lakshmi away from Rama. So, although he's much revered, he's actually done so much damage by giving all these wrong ideas, jato mat tato pat, which is exactly the opposite of what Krishna says, ma me kam sharanam raja. And what are other things he says? Better play football than read Bhagavad Gita, and you'll get strong. Because in Shastra it says, nayam atma balanena, what is that? One cannot attain Atma without bal. So it says you have to become very strong. But the Bal means spiritual Shakti, not the... Otherwise the buffalo would be spiritually advanced. Buffalo is very strong. There's so many wrong ideas he gave. Better to plant begun, brinjal, than tulsi, because what's the use of tulsi? You can eat nice begun. And then, and there's so many things. He said, it doesn't matter what you eat, it's what your consciousness is. So you eat meat and become strong, and then you have good, strong consciousness. So you'll find in Ramakrishna Mission, not in South India, because they'd be ashamed, but in Calcutta, they're all sannyasi, so-called, all eating meat. And they run chicken farms to maintain their mission. So many wrong things. And people are thinking, Swami Vivekananda came to Chicago, as they say in India, came to Chicago, and it's a great figure, but a great misleader. So all these wrong ideas are there. And Christians also, they open schools and hospitals, and people think, oh, very good, they're helping people. But helping people means helping them to get free from birth and death, not to propagate all these wrong ideas. Like, so Swami so-called Vivekananda, who is totally devoid of any proper Vivek. So, let's see. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolo Re Shobai.
Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bol.
Chant! Radha Krishna. Everybody chant. You don't know whether I'm translating or I'm telling. Well, Nitai and Gaur are telling. They're giving this instruction all over Nadia. Nadia means Navadvipam. Chanting and twirling and dancing all around Navadvipam. Gaur Nitai are giving this instruction. Chant. You're under the control, you're in the Maya Vash. You're in the control by this Maya, which is all. Mitya means useless. Like something like Mitya. It's like false, and not only false, but meaningless. Meaningless, that's a good one. Mitya. Mitya Maya Vashi. Jato Veshi. And in the, again, this example is very commonly given of the ocean of birth and death. So this ocean of Maya, we're floating and struggling. We're struggling to not to drown. And going under sometimes and coming up and breathing and going like this. So it's a, we laugh, but has anyone ever been in that situation where you're in the river or the sea and you're struggling? You're going to think you're going to drown, and then you just come up, breathe air very quickly, and immediately the wave comes and goes in your, and you're coughing, and it's a horrible situation. That's what it's like in Maya. It's like that now in Seattle, very nice and comfortable apartment, and nice job. Nicer than some other jobs. Means not as bad as other jobs. And everything nice. So we're up, we're breathing air. But next second, down to hell. Means after leaving this body, then again suffer intensely. As you were suffering intensely now also. Foolishly we're thinking this is pleasant. So this is material life. But we should know, we are jiva, we are not the body. We have nothing to do with this material situation. We are Krishna Das. We are the eternal servant of Krishna. Jiveshwarup hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, summarizing so much teaching of Bhagavata. I'm just saying this so you can understand how it's all. Actually, Bhagavatam. Jiveshwarup hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna Tatashta Shakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. In just a few words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized all the deep truths of the Bhagavatam about the nature of the jiva. That the jiva is Krishna's tatastha shakti. It means he can go this way towards Krishna or the other way to Maya. So he's in the middle. Tata means like on the bank of a river. Situated on the bank of a river. Tatastha. Bheda bheda prakash. The jiva is manifestation of Krishna, different from Krishna and non-different. So much philosophy in a few words. So jiva, what is the jiva? Jiva is Krishna das. Ibishas. So bishas or vishvas, bishas in Bengali. That means faith, but this faith in Vaishnava terminology means not just today I believe it and tomorrow I believe something else, but it means conviction. Shadha shabde bishas kahe surira nischoy Krishna karma koile Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. Faith means the conviction that by serving Krishna everything else is done. No need to do anything else. No need to keep Ganesh in the house or any other such thing. Only worship Krishna. So Jiva Krishna has Abish, if we have this conviction, then no more problems. No more birth and death. Finish. No more drowning and spluttering in the ocean of repeated birth and death. What's more, not only will we be free from all miseries, but then, with that faith in Krishna, we can chant the names of Krishna and we will experience ecstasy. For instance, hairs of the body standing on end, tears coming from the eyes, when we actually chant. Why are we not experiencing this? We're chanting. Why are we not experiencing? That's another song. Because we're attached to sense gratification. Aparadha sunna hai loha Krishna. We're still making offenses. Anyway, that's another song which we won't sing now. But this is the actual result of chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna praying. Of course, it may be that even we may say, well, Prabhupada was chanting, he wasn't always crying in ecstasy, but definitely in ecstasy. Always. But devotees, they don't show also. That's another thing. One time there was a photo of Prabhupada. It's quite a well-known photo of Prabhupada. It's difficult to show, but his face was like downturned. His lips were downturned. So someone showed Prabhupada that photo and said, Prabhupada, in this photo you look very sad. Prabhupada said, you don't know? That was a moment of great ecstasy. So a devotee is always experiencing the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. So, Gaur-Nitai, they're wandering around here and there and chanting the names of Krishna and going for bhikkha, sadhus, and brahminas, grihastha brahminas, they're also big. Bhikkha, brahmacharis, bhavati bhikshandehi. Now that only comes in the Upanayanam. It's just a formality. Mother gives something and then 1 hour later then their brahmacharya is finished. So it's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. It's the way it's done, this Upanayanam samskar, it's completely meaningless actually. And because it's supposed to be followed by Veda part, you're supposed to study Veda, but they don't study, they study the school books and this and that. Madhav was telling me something they taught him. But that's also useless because it's karma kanda. So, best way to be a Brahmin is by the Krishna conscious system, Pancharatri ki vidhi, chanting Hare Krishna. And you can be a better Brahmin than the simply Brahmin by birth. Better, you'll see in following all the sadhacha and actually becoming spiritually realized. This process, this is better. So anyway, Gaur-Nitai are begging Bhikkhu. What is that Bhikkhu? That you also chant Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, and come with us. Come with us and chant Hare Krishna. This is what we're begging from you. So that's a lot more than giving 5 rupees, 10 rupees. Give yourself. Are we ready? Just like in the war, there may be suddenly war. They'll call all able-bodied men immediately, come to war. Are we ready? You have to be, you have to go. Krishna is calling us, are we ready? You may say later, 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 but the time will come when it's too late. There's no more time. Krishna nam karo bhai arsab miche. Again, that word comes miche. Pale bhare prata nahe jom ache piche. This is again in Bengali that Krishna nam karo bhai. You can understand, it's clear. Chant, my dear brother, chant the name of Krishna. Arsab miche. Everything else is meaningless. Pale bhare prata nahe. There's no place to run to. Jom ache piche means Yamaraj is behind us. You can't hide yourself away. And Yamaraj coming, hide under the table. He'll find you there. He'll get you. So better chant Hare Krishna, and then Yamaraj won't come. Even the devotee, after leaving his body, he may see Yamaraj, but not in the way that everyone else sees Yamaraj. Yamaraj will congratulate him. Well done. I won't be seeing you again. Go to Krishna with his blessing. He's a Mahajan also. So, Jai Shokal Vipod Bhakti Vinod Bole Jokal Namga. All problems go away simply by chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You'll finish there. You're very fond of Bhagavatam, is it? That's good. Yes. All right. Well, we had Bhagavatam in song form today. You have this set of Bhagavatams in your house? That's very good. Right. You're reading it?
Yes, but not very regularly.
Oh. So, today is a very auspicious day, Ekadashi, Mahadeva Tithi. So, mm-hmm. I would request you on this day to make a sankalp that every day I must read. Every day. Even if it's only 10 minutes. I must cover 2 pages. Can you do that? I'm begging from you. Shouldn't refuse a sannyasi. You like to do?
Yeah. I do the Ramayana.
You do Ramayana part. Yeah. So you please read Srimad Bhagavatam also. Is that all right? Having got it in your house? You have this Prabhupada's Bhagavatam?
It's the earlier version, the smaller size.
Of the black edition, is it?
Probably. Yeah, different.
That's book. Prabhupada's book, is it?
Yes, Prabhupada's book, but very early editions.
Oh, that's all right. It's the same thing. There's been little editing change, that's all. Like, more or less, it's the same thing. You're so fortunate to have Bhagavat in your house.
Yeah, I've been life member of this car for 27 years.
Good, good. By having Bhagavatam in your home, that becomes Deva Pujita Sthan. That's mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anyone who keeps their Vaishnava literatures in their home, the demigod, he becomes worshipable even by the devas. Of course, we don't want to be worshipable by the devas. We want to serve Krishna, but Krishna bhakti is so glorious. People like to worship devas. If you worship Krishna, the devas will worship you. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
We'll finish that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you are recording. I was thinking.